basil to the rescue. How my year-round love affair with the world's most aromatic herb grows from summer beds to winter windowsills. By Don Nicholas. If there's one green leafy hero that's always there for me, it's basil. Whether it's the sweet, licorice-scented perfume wafting from my raised beds in July or the perky little leaves thriving on my kitchen windowsill in January, basil has become my constant companion, culinary muse, an occasional air freshener. But before I go on waxing poetic about my personal basil patch, let's rewind the clock a bit. A quick dip into basil history. Basil, Osimum basilicum, is native to tropical Asia, especially India, where it has long been revered not only for its culinary magic, but for its sacred symbolism and medicinal properties. From there, it journeyed west with traders and explorers, finding its way into Middle Eastern stews, Mediterranean pestos, and eventually, onto the soil of the Americas. By the time basil made its way into colonial gardens here, it had already earned a reputation as a plant of kings. The name basil actually comes from the Greek basileus, meaning king. Today, it's a staple in kitchens from Naples to Napa, and in my garden beds from June through frost. My basil routine: beds in summer, windowsills in winter. In the warmer months, I sow basil seeds directly into my raised beds, often tucking them between rows of tomatoes. These two plants are best friends in both the garden and the kitchen. Basil seems to boost the flavor of tomatoes and repel pests like whiteflies and aphids. It's a win-win. But when autumn creeps in and the days get shorter, I transplant a few of my healthiest basil plants into containers and move them indoors. My windowsill becomes a tiny green sanctuary, where basil thrives in the bright light and occasionally tries to lean over and touch the spaghetti sauce on the stove. Caring for indoor basil is easy. I give it a sunny spot, water it gently but regularly, it doesn't like soggy feet, and pinch it back often to encourage bushier growth. Plus, nothing beats tearing off a few leaves for a salad or sandwich when snow is falling outside. A rainbow of basil varieties. There's more to basil than the classic sweet Genovese. My garden hosts a whole parade of basil personalities. Genovese basil, the gold standard for pesto and caprese dishes. Thai basil, with a spicy anise flavor, perfect for stir fries and pho. Purple basil, visually stunning and slightly spicier, great for garnishes and infused vinegars. Lemon basil, offers a citrusy zing in teas, dressings, and desserts. Cinnamon basil, excellent in fruit salads and potpourri. Each one grows happily in raised beds, in-ground gardens, or containers. Indoors, the more compact varieties like Greek basil and spicy globe basil are especially well-behaved. Basil facts to make you smile. Basil is actually in the mint family. No wonder it grows like mint sometimes. It's considered a symbol of love in Italy and hatred in ancient Greece. Talk about a complex personality. In folklore, placing a basil leaf in your pocket could attract wealth. I haven't tried this yet. Bees love basil flowers, but for the best leaf production, I usually pinch off the blooms, a caprese sandwich that changed my summer. I first discovered the glory of the caprese sandwich at a tiny general store in Maine, one of those places that sells everything from fishing tackle to hand-knit potholders. But what stopped me in my tracks was the aroma of freshly baked French baguette and basil. The sandwich was pure heaven, a crusty baguette, still warm, layered with fresh slices of tomato, creamy mozzarella, a generous handful of basil leaves, and drizzled with a tangy oil and vinegar dressing that had me asking for seconds and the recipe. Here's my version. Maine-style caprese sandwich with basil and baguette. Ingredients. 1 fresh French baguette sliced lengthwise. 2 ripe garden tomatoes sliced. 8-ounce fresh mozzarella sliced. 1 cup fresh basil leaves, Genovese preferred. 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon dried Italian herbs or homemade blend with oregano, thyme, and basil, salt and pepper to taste. Instructions. 1. Whisk together the olive oil, vinegar, herbs, salt, and pepper to create the dressing. 2. Layer the bottom half of the baguette with tomato slices followed by mozzarella and basil. 3. Drizzle generously with the dressing. 4. Top with the other half of the baguette, press gently, and slice into servings. 5. Optional. Toast it slightly or serve as is. Either way, it's divine. Whether you're growing basil by the bushel in your backyard or just coaxing a few happy leaves from a windowsill pot, this royal herb is worth the effort. From flavoring dishes to brightening your day, basil has a way of making everything better. So go ahead, grow it, sniff it, eat it, love it. Basil to the rescue, all year long. Final tip for fellow basil enthusiasts. If you've never tried freezing chopped basil in olive oil using ice cube trays, give it a whirl. It's like preserving little green nuggets of summer joy.